This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Would you ever buy the same clothes as your grandmother, grandfather, parents or friends buy? Probably not, because of differences in body size, body shape and most importantly, difference in choices in selection of clothes. But then why? If any of them get sick, they are likely to receive the same medical treatment despite their differences? Just imagine what it would be like if one can get medicines according to one's own unique genetic makeup, just as one can choose clothes on the basis of their unique choices. Seems impossible, right? But not anymore. Hello and welcome to another episode of Voice of Biotechnica. I'm your host, Dr. Tanushree, and today I'm going to share some very interesting facts about the human genome and precision medicine. Human genome comprises about 3 into 10 raised to power 9 base pairs of DNA. And the extent of human genetic variation is such that no two humans, save identical twins, ever have been or will be genetically identical. Between any two humans, the amount of genetic variation is about 0.1%. This means that about one base pair out of every 1,000 will be different between any two individuals. This difference is due to mutations that occur occasionally in a DNA sequence. For example, single nucleotide polymorphism, SNP, refers to the difference in a single nucleotide of DNA that contributes to genetic variation in each individual. On comparing two different haploid genomes, it is observed that SNPs occur on average about every 1,000 bases. So, what is the significance of human genetic variation? Understanding human genetic variation is its practical value for understanding and promoting health, and for understanding as well as combating disease. We probably cannot overestimate the importance of this benefit. Virtually every human disease has a genetic component, be it Huntington's disease, Tay-Sachs disease, cystic fibrosis, cancer, diabetes and heart disease. The crucial point, however, is that it is there. Not only diseases, but genetic variations in each individual may affect how a patient responds to a certain drug. So, how our understanding of human genetic variation affects medicine? Throughout history, the practice of medicine has largely been reactive. Previous medical approaches have been based upon a policy of one size fits all, applying the same treatments to those with the same diseases. However, this has many limitations, as there are a whole range of disease contributing factors, including genetics and environment, which affect the efficacy of certain medications. Therefore, precision medicine, based on each patient's unique genetic makeup, is now beginning to overcome the limitations of traditional medicine. So, what is precision medicine? Precision medicine is a way healthcare providers can offer and plan specific care for their patients based on the person's genes. It targets different patients based on their unique circumstances by taking into account their genetic profile and environment as well as lifestyle factors. The current advance in biotechnology and the completion of the Human Genome Project have paved the way for the efficient application of precision medicine. Let's know about pros of precision medicine. First, specific and effective disease treatment. Cancer is mostly attributed to a severely irreversible gene mutation that may vary in different patients according to cancer type, stage, or location. Precision medicine can target and track these mutations through initial sequencing of the genome in the tumor sample obtained from each patient. Identification of the cancer-driving mutated genes will then allow doctors to prescribe drugs that specifically target cancerous cells without harming other non-cancerous cells in the body. Through genome analysis, scientists can personalize drugs to make them more specific and effective, thereby improving treatment outcomes. Second, shifting emphasis in medicine from reaction to prevention. In precision medicine, molecular markers are used to identify the disease risk or its presence even before clinical signs and symptoms appear. This way, doctors can focus on prevention and early intervention rather than reaction to advanced stages of any disease like cancer. Third, optimal therapy selection. Individuals differ in drug responses due to differences in genes that code for the drug targets, drug transporters, or drug metabolizing enzymes. This is the reason drugs on the market on average work for only 50% of the people who take it. In this case, patients have to switch from one drug to another until they find an effective therapy, leaving patients to contend with their disease and their medical bills. The use of genetic and molecular screening allows the physician to select an optimal therapy for the first time and reduce trial and error prescribing. Fourth, reduce adverse drug reactions. Approximately 5.3% of hospital admissions are associated with adverse drug reactions, ADRs, due to genetic differences in drug metabolizing enzymes. Warfarin is the drug that is used to prevent blood clots. Due to genetic variations in individuals, a drug metabolizing enzyme CYP2C9 and vitamin K metabolizing enzyme VKORC1 complicates its use. During treatment in clinical trials, dosing of this drug is adjusted for the individual patient through multiple rounds of trial and error that leads to risk of excessive bleeding or further blood clots. This led the Food and Drug Administration to recommend genotyping for all patients receiving warfarin. Fifth, increase patient adherence to treatment. When personalized therapies prove more effective or present fewer side effects, it can be assumed that patients will more likely comply with their treatments. Sixth, reduce cost, time, and clinical trials failure rate. Developing a new drug is a costly and lengthy process. Use of pharmacogenomic data or information about how patients' genes affect their drug responses could reduce the time and cost of drug development. Using genetic tests, researchers could pre-select patients for studies, using those most likely to respond or least likely to suffer side effects. Seventh, reduced healthcare costs. Prescribing the right treatment to the right patient at the right time to increase efficacy and reduce side effects can lead to both improved clinical results and reduced costs. Coming to drawbacks of precision medicine. Despite numerous benefits of precision medicine, there are also many drawbacks. Increased use of precision medicine has raised the ethical issue of patient privacy. Privacy concerns arise because many individuals, institutions, and/or organizations may have an interest in knowing a person's genetic status, and such knowledge has the potential to result in stigmatization discrimination, and other adverse effects. For example, some companies, like insurance companies, they ask for any disease condition in the family who may not offer certain policies to those with genetic predisposition. There are also other ethical concerns such as incidental findings. Similarly, genome analysis of individuals results in identifying a disease which has no treatment options is arguably unethical, as knowledge of these diseases can lead to social, psychological health problems and can have a huge impact on a patient's life. Additionally, incorrect findings are also an ethical problem, as they can lead to unrequired expense of healthcare and psychological issues. There are many issues within the legal sector as well. For example, intellectual property rights, making advancements only available to some, will hold back the development of future precision medicines. Therefore, regulation laws have to be reassessed as they are not applicable to precision medicine. Is precision medicine the future of healthcare? There is no denying that there are copious advantages within this approach to medical care, with enhanced effectiveness and minimal side effects. Our growing understanding of genomics as well as genetics, how they drive health, disease, and drug responses in each person, has enabled doctors to provide accurate disease diagnosis, prevention, effective treatment, and safer drug prescriptions for many diseases and conditions that diminish our health. Although precision medicine is still in its infancy, the future of this approach holds great potential within the field of healthcare. So see you in another exciting episode. Till then, stay tuned and take care.